Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 14, Number 3. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN, Principles of Sports Nutrition, Number 24, Protein. The Greeks referred to protein as proteos, meaning to come first. This means protein should be the first thing we think of when it comes to eating, not the second, third, or last, and certainly before carbs. Keep in mind that carbohydrates are not essential for humans to eat, at least not like essential amino acids or essential fatty acids. There's no such thing as an essential sugar because humans can make sugar or glucose from the essential amino acids and essential fatty acids. Proteins are large biological molecules consisting of one or more long chains of amino acids called polypeptides. Short-chain polypeptides, containing less than 20 to 30 amino acids, are called peptides, not polypeptides. Carnosine, for example, is a dipeptide, di means two, consisting of the two amino acids beta-alanine and histidine. Carnosine is highly concentrated in muscle and brain tissue. Protein provides stability. That's what I personally like about it. It helps stabilize my mind and body and calms me down. Nothing satisfies me more than a chunk of wild animal protein like salmon or bison when I'm hungry, especially after a workout. Protein is composed of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Unlike fats and carbs, protein also contains nitrogen, which makes up about 16% of the molecule. So it's the nitrogen, and in some cases the element sulfur, that separates protein from fats and carbs. Excess heat denatures protein. To denature means to make unnatural, to change, adulterate, or deviate from normal function and character. As a general guideline, the best way to cook protein is low temperature over a longer period of time. The worst way, and the most common, is high temperature in a short period of time. Make sure you get enough protein day by day because it's something you can't store, and if you don't get enough and fall into a negative nitrogen state, you'll lose precious functional lean mass, that's called sarcopenia, and that is definitely not cool. My topic for this edition of Clinical Review is prescription for energy. No one knows what energy is. I mean pure raw energy, the stuff behind the curtain and beyond the veil, beyond radiation, heat, quantum particles, photons, and even the Higgs boson, the so-called God particle. No one knows what it is or where it comes from. Some say energy is dark, others light. We can see its shape and form all around us, and we can see it change, but we don't know what it is exactly, as in intrinsically, organically, or constitutionally. Energy is intimately related to life. Perhaps that's why it's so mysterious, but we do know more today about energy than we did in the past. We're definitely moving in the right direction. The root of energy in Greek is en, meaning within, and ergon, meaning work. So energy is about how much work you can expend. In physics, energy is the capacity to do work. It's been said that we are beings of pure light composed of stardust. Light is a spectrum of wave-particle duality, and anything comprised of matter is equivalent to an exact, quantifiable form of energy. Energy equals matter. E equals mc squared. So what's your total body weight in kilograms? Think about that. Multiply that number, your weight in kilograms, by the speed of light squared, which is 89 quadrillion, 875 trillion, 517 billion, 873 million, 681,764. Now multiply your weight in kilograms by that number, which is the speed of light squared, and that's your personal energy number, your energy equivalence in kilojoules. My number is 9.35 quintillion or 9.35 Q. Q stands for quintillion, which also happens to be the same name of the omnipotent and immortal species in Star Trek who inhabit the Q continuum. I like to think of myself as a member of the Q. In fact, that's how I think of all of us. Every human, our potential, our energy equivalent is literally unlimited. Now, some call energy moxie, vitality, steam, force, or punch. Other common terms include P&V, get up and go, drive, hustle, juice, spirit, zeal, zest, virility, vim, and vigor. Of course, the currency of energy in the body is called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. But what is energy exactly and where does it come from? One thing's for sure. We all need energy to sustain us in an ideal and pristine state. If we are to age smoothly and naturally, we must understand and apply the laws of natural health that create natural health. You have to understand what it takes to be well. If we're slowly oxidizing, and we need to know how to balance the energy equation and control uncontrolled free radical pathology. Like freedom, energy isn't free. Yet. There's a price, barbarian. That's a quote from the movie Conan the Barbarian. Energy required for regeneration, renewal, and recovery is best obtained from external renewable sources. The future of energy is free. To get a sense of that, watch the new movie trilogy by Ayn Rand called Atlas Shrugged. The best way for a person to obtain clean energy in the most direct and basic physical sense is from enzyme-rich, organic, whole natural food. Whole food gives more than it takes. Junk food takes more than it gives. Whole food sustains us with the essential micronutrients we need to process and release energy bonds stored in fats, carbs, and protein. Enter the Krebs cycle. Understanding the Krebs cycle and how our bodies convert energy stored in food and pass it along to the cell and how that relates to thought and the contraction of muscles and cell metabolism is so important to understand. Human food is obtained from plants and animals. Both provide energy measured mechanically as a calorie. A calorie, a small calorie, is the amount of energy needed to raise the temperature of 1 gram of water 1 degree centigrade. But a living body is not a bomb calorimeter. What happens in the lab with food is unlike our human experience, and yet most of us have been trained to think of ourselves as machines, and we're not. We're alive, and we're unique, and the genome has proved that out. The Human Genome Project has shown that each one of us, although similar, is vastly different on a genetic nucleotide sequence level. All calories are not the same. Food can spike insulin or generate a wild cascade of inflammatory cytokines. It can heal and nourish or decimate the blood with lectins, alkaloids, and deadly antigens. Modern food can stimulate or inhibit neurotransmitter release and suck you into a lifelong struggle of addiction, cravings, and depression. Evidence suggests that humans once lived in small, peaceful, egalitarian hunting-gathering societies. In biological terms, humans are omnivores. Although this characteristic can be viewed as a great evolutionary advantage for survival, in the modern world it complicates things. It's difficult not to eat empty, dead, acidic calories or food that causes harm when you're surrounded by it. Now let's talk about energy economy. Sleep deprivation. If you don't sleep enough, you will suffer. If you trick your body into living on less sleep than you need, you will lose the game. I'm talking about the game of life here. No matter how bright you think you are, eventually you must submit and sleep like a baby. Overeating late at night depletes total energy reserves. Load up after parking and you run a high risk of dying prematurely. Heavy late-night eating puts major stress on our system of life support. It takes a huge amount of energy to digest heavy food when you're motionless. It's like trying to roll over with a hippo on your chest. Or how about disordered eating? Simply put, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. For many, the best way to eat is smaller meals more frequently throughout the day. This helps maximize digestion and absorption and streamline the entire process. Each meal should revolve around protein. Unlike essential vitamins, minerals, water, amino acids, and fatty acids, caffeine, alcohol, and carbs or sugar, these things are not essential for humans to consume. They're optional. Running on empty. Missing meals forces the body to use up important energy reserves. Long term, it weakens tissue and compromises stamina. A negative calorie diet threatens the health of the nervous system and brain. Less food means less vitamins and minerals, and typically more dependence on artificial stimulation. Too little, too late in love has the same effect in nutrition. Dehydration. We begin life with the highest percentage of body water we'll ever have. After day one, it's a downhill fight to keep the body's water percentage the same as the planet, which is about 70%. Less water in our body means a higher percentage of toxins and waste. The solution to pollution is dilution. Protein shakes. You've got a personal relationship with your gym bag and water bottle. Now develop one with your blender. The protein shake acts like a dietary anchor. It prevents mindless drifting and provides stability. When you make your shake, take your natural health products at the same time. Shake and take. A great habit for life. Shake time for a lifetime. The protein shake is one of the best ways to control and alter the fuel for your metabolic fire. Start with filtered, clean water. Add a scoop of whey protein isolate and/or your favorite plant protein, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of oil rich in essential fatty acids, especially omega-3. If energy is what you're after, add some additional creatine, glutamine, and ribose. Add fresh or frozen fruit for a source of unrefined high water volume carbs, antioxidants, carotenoids, and flavonoids. If you want to get crazy, add some spirulina or chlorella. Energy in is equal to energy out. My friend Dr. Terry Willard calls it the in-do-out principle. When blended correctly in the right amounts and consumed at the right time, a custom-designed protein shake enhances immune function, improves insulin efficiency, increases your fat-burning capacity, improves performance and recovery, and encourages long-term participation in physical activity. And that's what we need, long-term. Sustainability is the key. Don't underestimate what this technique can do for your body composition, health, and energy level. Best time for me is 1 hour before a workout, immediately after, and at nighttime as a nice light snack. Each shake is customized to fit my gender, size, appetite, metabolism, and DNA. So let's focus on energy. Let's dig into it. Let's get an idea of what it actually means and how important it is to health, because health and life is all about energy. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from Benjamin Franklin, polymath, scientist, inventor, founding father of the United States, and considered by many to be the first American. Energy and persistence conquer all things.